The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Goss with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Goss.ie editor Kendra Becker.
Yo, yo.
We are tired this morning as we hit the countdown show, our Love Island event last night. It was so good, wasn't it?
So good. It's probably one of our best ones, I think.
Yeah, our fifth one. And we will get into Love Island in today's show. But no, it was really, really good. So we had Jesse Winters and Will Young, Farmer Will. Love them.
Yes. I love Jesse. She's so nice.
She's so nice.
She's so, so nice.
And Will is just so goss. He's just so much fun. We worked with them before, as in they came over for the gossies before, and we just loved them. So we're like, we need to work with them again.
Will's like an energizer bunny. Like, he does not stop.
And then Liberty Pool is just so lovely. She's a real girl's girl. I always love chatting to her about Love Island. And then we had Jack Keating and Andrada Pop. And a lot of interesting stuff came from the show last night. It sounds like Andrada's going back in for All Stars, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I do think she'd be really good on All Stars. And also, Charlene is so rumoured to be going in for All Stars too. It would be nice to have two Irish stars.
Would they have two?
I think they would. I don't know if they'd go in at the same time, though.
Yeah.
I think one of them would be a bombshell.
Yeah.
But I think they would, possibly. Because All Stars is like different rules, like different ages, different sort of people. I feel like they're open to it. Like, we never would have thought Casey would go in for a fourth time.
No.
So, like, I think they're more open.
Did
with
you see
All-Stars.
That video of him joking about going in?
Yeah. So but we'll talk about the Love Island final in a couple of minutes. But we have to kick off with obviously the All Ireland final.
I know.
What a weekend. It's crazy. So funny. I have never watched an All Ireland final in my life from start to finish. And a friend of mine, Andy, she's from Mayo. And she'd known to go to watch it. So me and one of the girls were like, right, we'll just go. And then I was sitting there and I was like, oh, I've never watched one. And I think they're doing really great. Like, I think they're going to win. And she was like, don't jinx it. And I was like, no, I just feel the vibe. I think they're going to win. She's like, Ali, don't. Just stop saying it. And then as we were getting closer and closer to the end, she was like, okay, maybe keep saying it. And I was like, no, we're going to win.
I like never understood the lore surrounding Mayo and the All-Ireland final and how they've like been cursed for 75 years.
Yeah, I'd love to know what people think, if they believe it or not. But basically what the tale is.
Yeah.
Fado.
I literally only heard this tale from you the other day. I was like, what?
No, it's always kind of been written about. But basically, you know, obviously a lot of this can't be verified. And a lot of people like say that that's not what happened. Or like,
it's all very alleged.
It's very alleged. But basically the story is that when they won in like 1952 or 1956 or whatever year it was, on their way back, they were like having the crack on a bus, all the players, and they drove past a funeral. And like back in the day, if you did that, you would like turn off the bus, kind of have a moment of silence.
Yeah,
but they
didn't.
Yeah, but they didn't, allegedly, and drove on. And apparently the priest was like outside and like was like, as long as every one of you are still alive, Mayo will never win the All-Ireland final again. That was the rumor. But I do think with curses, like sometimes people, they had a bad streak of 5 years, and then 5 years later someone was like, oh, actually I think they got a curse back then. Like, you just wouldn't know. But the weird thing about it, 75 year curse, because a couple of months ago the remaining player that was on that bus died.
Yeah.
And then they won. So it's hard like not to believe the curse.
Oh my God. It's weird.
But I think like, you know, we manifest what we believe and want and all that stuff. So maybe it's been in all the players' minds throughout all the years. Sure, we're not going to win. Like, we have a curse on us. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, maybe it played in their minds, but it's not actually real. Like, our curse is real. I don't know. It's intense.
I don't know. That is the question. Our curse is real. I don't know.
I mean, I feel I'm cursed in many ways. In some ways.
I actually do. Like, I would be kind of like
superstitious
that kind of way.
Yeah.
I do kind of believe in things like that. Now, some people might think that that's absolute bollocks. Like,
yeah.
And maybe it is. I don't know. But
it is weird, though. But when I was on Oliver Callan on Monday, I felt so bad because one of the relatives of one of the last people that died came on and was like, you know, you need to show some respect. And it's nothing to do with the death of, like, my relative. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, you do feel a bit
imagine
bad.
Imagine someone being like,
a lot of people are like, yippee, your man's dead.
Yeah,
and it's like, that's
mourning.
My granddad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. No, it's terrible. Like. But it's been so nice to watch. And, like, we went to Boland's and Rathmines. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, most people in there were from Dublin, but everybody was supporting Mayo. There was like two Kerry jerseys in there. It just seems like everybody in Ireland wanted. Now, obviously, if it had been a Dublin Mayo game, it would have been very complicated feelings for people. But because it was Kerry, and like Kerry wins so often, it was so funny watching the coverage. Whoever was doing the camera work for RT, because they said something like, "Oh, do you know what? Like Kerry will be happy about this now because they know how much Mayo have wanted it." And then they just cut to the Kerry lads, and they were just on the field, head in their hands, just so pissed off. And I was like, "Oh,
so annoying."
Every time someone was like, "And Kerry, you know, thanks so much. I know you'll honor us." And then it was like cutting to them, just being like, "Fuck off."
I love all the videos of like, because I was watching it as well, and like the amount of people that were literally bawling their eyes out,
that like, old man that like sits falls back into his seat crying.
I couldn't, so emotional. And it's so crazy, like your man Kobe McDonald, his dad used to play for Mayo and like never got an All-Ireland obviously, and now his son has got it's crazy. It's mad.
And I think one of the reasons it was so emotional is a lot of people were saying that like their parents like never lived to see them win because like they've passed away now, or like grandparents, that like it's such a historical event, like it may never happen in our lifetime again, like it didn't happen in several people's lifetimes.
It's crazy.
So it was this weird emotional moment, like even being there in the bar, like everybody was like so emotional. It was lovely.
Interesting fact actually, Jesse Winter was only saying this just last night, but Kobe McDonald, you know the way he's moving to Australia, and they're all like, "Oh, we're gonna miss him when he moves off and whatever." He's actually going to play for the AFL league in Australia. Apparently, the AFL is very similar. You'd probably know about this, Luke. It's very similar to Gaelic. Now, it's obviously not the same, but it's similar in many ways. So apparently, he's going to go over there, and he's actually going to be playing for Jesse's like local
home team.
Mad.
It's so gas because obviously like I watch rugby so much, and then when the World Cup was on, I was watching the World Cup, so I was like, right, these are the rugby rules, these are the football rules. When I was watching the All-Ireland final, and I was like, right, what are the rules here now? There's like lifting up the ball, kicking the ball, pushing the ball, hitting the ball into the, if you like kick it in from a certain distance, it's 1 point, then it's 2 points. I was just like, all of these sports are so confusing to me.
Yeah, like how many times do you have to bounce the ball?
Like if you, for five, what does that mean?
Volleys?
Like basically if you have it for five steps, you have to have done something within that,
or you don't, or you lose it.
Yeah. It's such a random sport. Luke is like, that's not it.
That's basketball.
No, it is.
I said kick it. You're not kicking a basketball.
You kick it and hit it and throw it. But I will say it is a vicious little game.
Oh yeah, no, hurling, hurling really is way worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hurling is like a dog fight.
See,
like,
rugby's my main sport other than F1 obviously, but rugby, like, it is kind of pushy and chubby, but like, Jesus.
Oh, nothing compared to Gaelic. Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, they're really gouging each other's eyes out. Yeah, slapping each other, shoving each other. No one seemed to do anything about it as well.
I know,
like the ref barely noticed, and they were like tripping each other
it's
up.
It's just like that though.
Also, their shorts are very short. They're short shorts.
Yes, it was. They're doing Paul Mescal proud.
It really was like, now it's like, now I know why Paul likes the GAA shorts. But no, it was an amazing moment, and it was just, I feel like the whole country's been on a high since it happened.
This is a sports podcast now.
Sports podcast now. Yeah, goss.sport today. But like, I wonder,
Marty Marcy's commentary was brilliant so well. I have to give him a shout
out. Did you hear the commentary of that? Like, was it West Midlands radio station?
Yeah,
it was so good. Yeah. They were like, oh my god, like screaming into the mic. I was like, maybe we should do live coverage like this of like Love Island. You're like, oh my god, she's coming in, is she gonna get it? Oh my god, they're doing it, they won.
Imagine,
people would be really hyped up.
They actually would, yeah. That's how we felt when Lorenzo and Yulia won last night.
I know. Well, do you know what? I will get on to Love Island now, actually. Like, I don't know how I feel about the final because it was the most like unanticipated finals, and I think everybody knew Lorenzo and Yulia were going to win, and everybody knows they're like not in love, so it's just a weird one.
That's what I was saying though during the countdown show. The show this year wasn't really about the couples.
It was
very much about the drama and you know, bringing in outside information and what the public thought and stuff. Like, usually you are kind of rooting for a couple, and I just didn't find that this year. Obviously, a lot of people wanted Lorenzo and Yulia to win, but I don't think it's because they think that they're really in love. It's because people like them.
I think if Finn hadn't fumbled and fallen for Alicia, I think people would have probably backed
him and Ellie.
Ellie and Finn. Because, like, people loved her, and he seemed like this really sweet, like, innocent guy. And
everyone, and then he turned into a little pup.
Yeah, and it, like all those memes about like he just lost 50k. It's like, yeah, that's what happened.
But no, remember the same thing happened with Liam Reardon as well. It's it's something about the Welsh boys now.
They love Casa Amor, or they love the bombshells. Yeah, they love the bombshells.
But then he like kind of came back to Millie. But he like, remember he fucked up in Castlemore. Like, he really did.
But then they broke up twice in real life. So, like, sometimes, like, when I see the issues that go on in the show, people are like, oh, it's going to be different on the outside. I'm like, well, actually, if he can't figure it out here, like, I doubt he's going to figure it out.
It's actually just foreshadowing what your relationship is going to be like, I think.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, Ellie and Finn are absolutely not going to last. No. The fact that even Lorenzo kept being like, do you know, if he's doing this in front of you now, is this really the guy? So I don't think that's going to be a good omen, you know, for the future.
No.
I can't think of anybody on the show that had a big scandal like that that are still together. Can you?
No.
Like, obviously, for a while, India and Dami, we would have said, like, they're still together, but they're not now. So, I think when something like that happens, and keep in mind, they're on, like, national TV. If you cannot hold it on national TV, if you can't keep your Mickey in your pants, do you know what I mean? As Twink said in that infamous voice note, keep your Mickey
zip
in your pants.
Up your Mickey.
Zip up your Mickey. But, like, if you can't, like, control yourself,
knowing
there's cameras everywhere, how could you trust somebody to control themselves in private situations?
Yeah. And he kept just being like, I owe it to myself. It's like, what? I don't understand that.
There's this weird mentality with men, I feel. Sorry, Luke. That, like, when things are going really good with someone and they're, like, committed to them, do they owe it to themselves to choose?
To explore other options.
It's like, sure, I've been a good boyfriend, so I'm just going to fuck around now to see if I'm interested in someone else. While girls have to sit there and wait. And I didn't like that about this season. I thought it was one of the worst seasons for the girls allowing poor behavior and just kind of waiting
Even
in the wings.
Even though they were very much, like,
They gave out,
but then when it came to the actual decisions, they
were like, okay.
We're like, oh, okay.
Not one of the girls was like, I'm actually leaving. Like, I know Ellie said it, but she never did. No one was like, right. I know at the start, Jasmine did do that with Lorenzo and kept talking to him if Cav annoyed her. But even when Cav brought Charlene back, all she did was cry about it, and she just wanted him back. Mm. Like, there was, I don't know, I just felt there was no repercussions for any of the bad behavior this year. I know Simba obviously did that big speech or whatever, but again, Angelisa pretty much straight away was like, okay.
Yeah.
So it was a poor show for that. It's one of the reasons I really like Liberty, because obviously she infamously left Love Island because she realized Jake didn't love her.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was such a moment to go. Yeah. And, like, her career is so successful because of that. Like, I think if she'd gotten to the final and stayed to the end, she probably would have not as strong a career. It's the fact that she, again, the phrase we love, stood on business and was like, no, same with Moore Higgins.
Yes.
Instead of being like, oh, I'll just ignore Tom's comment and go with him to into the hideaway. She was like, what the fuck? Mm. So, like, I think that's missing a little bit from the show this year. So, yeah, it was a really, really good event. Like, I love doing the countdown show. And I love getting insights from the Islanders of what really goes on. Like, I just don't think people understand how involved the producers are.
Yeah.
And we asked Jack and Andrada last night, like, were there times you liked someone and the producers were like, no, no, no. And Andrada told a really interesting story about her and another guy kept being told by producers to stop speaking to each other. She didn't know he'd been told and he didn't know she'd been told. And only recently they've been talking about it. I don't know what guy that is. But it was interesting. So, like, a few times she wanted to speak to someone else.
Mm.
And they were like, no, 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 you know, speak to that person instead.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so, like, curated.
Because you do find as well, because another way, like, they put in, like, two bombshells sometimes at a time and it's a guy and a girl, but the guy and the girl never
they're not allowed
together.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed.
No. Like. And then later in the season, if they do, like, Jordan and Martha. New game then. No one cares.
Yeah.
It's the thing. I think they just don't like bombshells getting together. But I do find that really, really interesting. And I also thought Jesse and Will's comments about how they think the OG Love Island format is a little bit ruined because of the All-Stars format, that they believe people go in not wanting to find love, just wanting to get attention so that they get booked for All-Stars.
Mm.
As in, oh, they didn't get their person, so we better bring them back. I thought that was really interesting that they said that like, they see that now with the Islanders.
Yeah.
That they think they're going in to just get on to All-Stars.
Right.
And when they're on All-Stars, they're then being on the show with really famous Love Islanders. So, like, they're more likely to kind of get well known from it. So I thought that was really interesting that she said that. Also thought it was interesting that Jesse told Charlene to say no to the show. I don't know if you heard that part. I know you were editing some of the videos, but she said she was with her in Saint-Tropez and Lucinda when she got the call.
Yeah.
And Jesse was like, she was told it was Casa. And Jesse was like, say no and say you will, if you can be in the starting cast for next summer, you'll say that now. But I don't think you should do Casa more. And then Charlene was like, no, I think I should do it. So I thought that was really interesting that she said that, that she told her to say no.
See, I'd say in Charlene's eyes, she was probably like, what's the point in waiting? Because, like, yeah. I don't know where I'm going to be in a year.
She could be dating someone as well. You know? And I think she just knew the opportunity was right. I do think she's probably going to end up in All Stars. Although, interestingly, in the final this week, obviously, Tommy Murphy, another Murphy brother,
I know.
Admitted that him and
as Charlene someone said in our comments, the Timu Murphy
brother. The Timu Murphy brother. So harsh. That they were basically necking each other after Love Island after Sun the other night. That was really cute, though.
I feel like she was a bit fuming with him for bringing it up. She was a bit like,
because then she was like, oh, and Maya to Tommy was like, are you in your DMs now? Do you have things going on? And he's like, oh, no, I'm just going to focus on Charlene. I was like, oh, right.
He is definitely her type, though.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I think he is as well.
And like I said to you last night as well, he's the one that mentioned it on All Stars first, or on After Sun first, that they had all been just talking about Charlene on the show.
So he'd obviously looked into her before he got onto the show.
He definitely like was interested in her as
and
well.
And she's his type, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are your overall thoughts of Love Island this year now that we're finishing it up? I mean, I think for me, the biggest thing was the Irish contingency on it. As in, I just thought it was amazing having Charlene and Fitzy go in, having all the commentary about it.
The interest overall, I think it was really good. The only thing is I just wish Charlene went in earlier.
But I do think she's probably going to go into All Stars.
Yeah.
From the original starting.
My God, if they don't make her an OG All-Star.
I know, we'll strangle someone.
Check themselves. But no, I thought it was good overall, but it definitely was different.
Do you think they're ever going to get back to the original format, which is people going in looking for love? Because a lot of the Islanders said it to us last night, that it's the first series they really felt they showed so many conversations about the final, the show, Priya talking about watching all 13 seasons, OGs, the word bombshells, the word Casa Girls. Like, it was very like, everyone knows this is a game show.
Yeah.
So are we ever going to get back to people actually wanting to fall in love with
someone? I don't know. Probably not, because
although Lola and
it's
Fitzy
all
are kind
very
of
contrived now. And even like, remember the early days of Love Island? It was, you could tell it wasn't as produced. Like, you know, the way even, like, they were allowed smoke and stuff.
Fags.
And they'd all be, like, very naturally chatting to each other about things.
Such funny
while having
episodes.
A cigarette. Yeah. And,
they're all
know,
riding
it was all
bed.
Very natural and, like, how you would be normally. Whereas nowadays, they're, like, told to have conversations with people.
Yeah.
And it's all very much storybooked, I think.
Yeah, even the fact Liberty said they asked her to like have a chat with someone and she kind of like fumbled on it, so they just never asked her again. So,
yeah,
like,
they're
but
like,
normally they're like,
do
will
that.
You do that over there? And Jack Keating obviously was telling us when he got to the USA villa, because so many of the guys were like properly committed, they were like, Jack, just go for it. And he literally kissed like five girls there. So yeah, I think it is important to remember that, especially when people are getting hate online, that like most of it is genuinely curated. They're telling people to have these conversations.
What do you think about Maya as a host?
I do really like Maya, but I felt she was very like distant from it this year. She wasn't on the show nearly as much as she normally is.
And I know she was saying, like, I think she replied to someone on X being like, well, that's not my decision. Like, you know, they tell me when to go and stuff. I do think, and I do really like Maya as well, but I think it would be good to see a change up
now.
Soon.
Yeah.
And I know there's been a lot of rumors about her contract and
who would
you
have host the show?
Maura Higgins, obviously.
Maura. I know, I was just about to say to you, obviously she put it up that she has signed
a contract. And I'm like,
yeah. But like America is so her focus right now.
I know.
She'd have to be here quite
well,
a lot.
Another no-brainer would be Olivia Atwood.
Olivia Atwood, too.
Like,
yeah, I was thinking
and they're,
well.
Funnily enough, rivals.
I think it's not even that I don't think Maya's a good host, but I just think sometimes it's good to shake it up a little bit and to have new people. But Maya is stunning. And like she looks like she should be in the villa. And I think that really works visually because she's wearing the same kind of outfits the girls are wearing and stuff.
And especially the way that they've brought in that new podcast segment and stuff. Like, imagine Olivia Atwood doing that. She has
so
a podcast.
Good.
She'd be so well able to.
Yeah.
And I know that Maya does do that. And I, like, you know, I want to give credit where credit's due. She does, like, ask the important questions and stuff. But I just think the likes of Maura or Olivia would really be, like,
a bit more salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be like, well, what do you mean
by that?
And
give their opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maya did that in, like, the first season when she hosted. Yeah. She's really kind of pulled back since then. The other thing is, though, like, the Love Island host has mainly gotten so much hate over the years.
Yeah.
Like, when Caroline
kind of a thankless job.
Yeah. And then Laura Whitmore got a serious amount of hate when she was on the show. Maya's probably one of the first people I've seen that people have been easy enough on her. So I would worry maybe for Olivia and Maura, would they get a hard time? It is.
See, they already get a hard time, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know, they're well used maybe to the press time literally for a change. Dogging them all the time.
But I'm excited for All Stars because I do think Andrada and Charlene are going to be on it, whether it's both starting or both bombshells. And I did really like the kind of I liked this year in a way. Maybe I enjoyed it that there was drama in it. I don't know. I just felt at the end I wish an actual loved up couple won.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on the show this year is going to last. I don't have one couple that I feel. Maybe Lola and Fitzy, but at that I'm not 100%. I think they'll last a while. I don't know. But the rest of them, not a chance in hell.
No.
I really don't think so.
But yeah, no, I do think some of the different things they did were good. However, I was missing the talent show.
I cannot believe they didn't do a talent show.
Now, I said it to someone the other day and they were like, oh, I think the talent show is shite. Like, it's
the
so
funniest
boring.
Meme creator, though.
So, I don't know, maybe people aren't really that interested in that.
Really funny.
I also thought it was a really good twist that they brought Cavan in as Aiden's brother. Yeah, like, that was funny.
That was good. And obviously they were trying to get Fitzy's exes in. Like, that definitely did happen. Thanks to our exclusive, people know about that. So yeah, they are definitely trying to mix things up a little bit. I definitely felt this wasn't as boring a season towards the end. Some seasons on, like, when there's 2 weeks to go, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, pack it in.
Because people are then too in love. So it's hard to find a right
medium. They
definitely
spiced that up by doing the podcast thing. Yeah. They did the Grafties kind of later as well. Yeah. So that was good. But I like the baby challenge as well.
Yeah, that
it's
is
funny.
A good one. And I love how, like, anytime Islanders do have babies outside, they always like look back like Molly and Tommy.
Yeah.
They
were kind of just missing some of the funnier challenges, but I suppose they were more so prioritizing
drama.
The dramatic ones.
Yeah. But no, I think it was a good season. I had a really good night last night. It was good fun. We'll probably end it there, guys. We're going to be going on a little bit of a hiatus now for about 2 weeks because Kendra's going to be off. But when we are back, we will be back with all the goss, all the news. And as always, make sure to check out goss.ie for all your celeb updates.
Bye.